The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, go and send a message, and Aaron will read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you miss the first hour, lots of good stuff. We just got a text from Chris Whitmire. They just crested $300,000 in donated hand sanitizer.
That's wild, man. Good for those guys. Good dudes.
Those are great guys, and that's a great thing they're doing. And just go to their website or their Facebook page if you want to find out about it. But they're doing a great thing in the community, man. Big fans of theirs, as both of their products and of them as human beings. So, and then just a reminder on the poker tournament, you can still get signed up. All the details are on sportsmap.com. We've got some good players who are going to be in this thing, and we've got some celebrities like Norman Chad, like AJ Hoffman, and you know, lots of fun people. So make sure you follow the instructions. I mean, I know that that's hard for some people, but it's all spelled out for you. $10 is going to go to Kids Meals Houston and the Southeast Texas Food Bank in Beaumont. We're splitting it up for Beaumont people because we love you guys too. And, you know, hopefully we'll raise a few bucks for them and have some fun. And I'm going to, if I cash, I will donate half my winnings as well. Dallas Longhorn says, AJ, great job on less commercials.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, it's partly, but Todd deserves some credit for that as well.
Yeah, that was that's a good thing you guys did.
I mean, I was listening to the station, honestly, and what we realized was you were hearing a lot of promos and things like that, which, I mean, listen, I understand the value of those to us, but in these times, like, what am I going to ask you to do? Like, hey, tune into the Charlie Polillo show every day. I mean, if you listen, you know. Like, I don't think we're picking up a whole lot of new listeners right now, honestly. I think that the people who listen, they're listening, and, you know, hopefully you guys will hopefully you guys will be there when we get through this thing, and that's all I can really ask.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, we appreciate everybody sticking with us. I mean, that's the yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, it's not ideal right now, but I think you're right. I think the people who know the station know all the shows and when they are, so they don't need to hear all of the everything. So,
right.
A couple of things from Twitter. Lamont wants to know what's the difference between Brandon Cooks and Kevin Johnson in terms of health. Like, Cooks has missed three games the last 3 years.
Two games in the last 5 years.
Okay. So that's a difference.
But, I mean, I'm saying that it's not to downplay the problems that he's got, which are real, the concussion stuff. If you're looking at him as the next great wide receiver in the line of Texans wide receivers, he's not that. But if he's healthy, he's the best wide receiver on this team.
Yeah.
He's certainly the most accomplished wide receiver on this team.
Yeah, and I guess in a perfect world, you're hoping that Will Fuller is healthy and he is what you think he is. I don't think he is, but that's just me. George wants to know, how do the Texans fix the issue with Watson to make him happy and get him to stay? I don't know. That just seems like something that they need to be sitting down with him and trying to smooth things over. But I don't think you can do it right now unless you're doing it virtually.
Right.
But I don't know. A32 asks, what do you recommend if I'm trying to arrange a friendly cash tournament with friends? We're using the free site on PokerStars.net, and it's working out pretty well for us. So
you can set up a home game.
Yeah, it's real simple. Start a club, and it's a good way to pass the time. People are having a lot of fun with it. Says Cooks has had 3 concussions in the last 14 months. Well aware of that. Also
okay,
aware that he's
right. So
missed two games.
Right. Are you going to get better a better player with him, a better receiver than him with your second round draft pick? That's what I'm asking the Texans fan. And if you believe that the Texans would have gone out and done something smart with that pick, okay, then you can be mad about it. If you have ever watched this team draft, then you probably know that they wouldn't have gotten that pick right. So, I'm not upset about it. I mean, I'm still upset about the Hopkins deal because I think that was stupid. But that's not changing. There's no takebacks on that. So once you realize that ship has sailed, this isn't the worst thing in the world.
No, it's not. King Larry says, thanks, guys, for being on today. Here picking my dad up from chemo so he finally gets to hear you guys on the way home. Hang in there, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, that's no fun, man. But Pat in the 409 says, unless Mike Evans, Mike Thomas, or Julio walks in, Texans fans will not be happy.
Right. Guess what?
Yeah, and guess
he's not.
Oh,
you're not getting DeAndre Hopkins back. I mean, that would take a banged up running back and a second round draft pick if you wanted to get a player that good.
Exactly. Well, in an exchange of 4th round picks too.
Yeah, you'd have to throw that in too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly. 713-780 ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. And 281 said he had Whitmire's for the first time the other night, super impressed. Also, my buddy signed on for the overnight crew making the sanitizer, good stuff all around.
Very good.
I just can't say enough good things about what they're doing. There's a lot of people out in our community that are doing great things. And, you know, just remember that when things start getting back to normal, if you can't support them right now, make sure you support them then. And same thing with our advertisers that are keeping us on the air. Just, you know, if you can't do it now, do business with them when you can.
When you can.
Because that's all we ask. I have a, you know, we were talking about the Karen thing the other day.
Right.
And maybe they've got the wrong name.
Okay.
Apparently, a survey was done. And if you're named Emily, you're most likely to cheat at board games.
All right.
They did the names of people who would cheat at board games, and Emily was the universal winner.
My son is.
I don't know any.
My son cheats at board games. My older son. Yeah, it pisses me off.
You start calling him an Emily.
Yeah, I don't have time for that nonsense. And I won't tolerate it. Card cheats, game cheats. I will punch you in the mouth.
Who cheats at board games? Why?
I don't know.
I mean, why? So, Chris just mentioned to us they've hired 80 out-of-work bartenders.
Dude, that's unbelievable.
To help with hand sanitizer.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's good stuff, man. Glad to see people getting a chance to work and do good things. I mean, it's just, it makes you feel good when there's all these idiots out there doing stupid stuff that we have people doing really good things.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, man, I've got, I don't know if I want to get to this day. Did you see that what Daniel Craig is going to be doing with all his millions when he dies?
No.
He's got about $130 million in net worth. He's not giving it to his kids. Says, I don't want to leave great sums to the next generation. I think inheritance is quite distasteful. My philosophy is to get rid of it or give it away before you go.
All right. I mean, I would hope he'd set up his kids to like with a college fund or something. I'm not opposed to that. Like I'm with you. It's good to see people earn their own money, but you also don't want to send kids out into the world, at a disadvantage. You don't want to send your kids out at a disadvantage if you have the means to not, right?
Absolutely. I think you certainly give them some, right? I mean, I'm cool with not giving them the whole thing.
Right. But I'm just saying pay for their college, something like that. I wouldn't call that distasteful at all.
No, I wouldn't either. Beerman Greg asks, Hopkins deal hasn't technically gone through, right? What if Johnson's physical comes back bad? Listen, you're not getting Hopkins back. Basically, what would probably happen is maybe you get a first-round pick, and maybe that doesn't look as bad. But, you'd have to get some other compensation. But there's absolutely no way that you're getting him back. I know that's kind of the Texan fans' big hope.
Ship has sailed, my friends.
Yeah, yeah. She's gone. She's married somebody else.
Yep.
And you just all have to learn to live with it and move on and be happy with your five now that your 10's gone. Oh, man. So are we going to have RJ or Fezzik today? Do we know?
I don't know. I would assume. That's typically – I mean, last week RJ said that Fezzik was going to do this week. He'd do next week, so I don't want to make any promises, but – obviously, we're not using the ISDN anymore, so it'd have to be on a phone. It just depends on what he's got going on.
Okay. Well, it'd be cool to talk to him because we haven't talked to RJ in a while.
Yeah.
I want to know what he thinks of Bill O'Brien, the GM, now.
So. I've got a guess.
Yeah. I think even – I still want to have the coach argument with him and separate that from him as a GM because – I still feel like he's not a good coach. He's not a bad coach, but I don't think he's anything special.
And, right.
But 4 division titles in 6 years, AJ.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Check, why don't you look up in the rafters and tell me if he's a good coach?
Oh, well, if I could get in the stadium right now. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So, I've seen a lot of speculation and a lot of polls about people who aren't going to go out even when this thing comes down. Did you see what Dr. Fauci said about handshakes?
Never again, huh?
Yeah. He says he's somewhat serious about that. Kind of with him.
I don't hate it.
I don't either.
I've long been a fan of the knuckle bump. And honestly, I think we could even go a step further and go to the bow.
I'm down with that. That's what I've been doing. So I'm 100% down with all of us just saying that's the new blitz thing. No handshaking.
Just bow?
Yeah, just bow. And I know that may affect your handshake agreement, but we could just call it a verbal agreement. We don't need to have a handshake.
It's all good.
Yeah. I think this is the way to go. I really do.
Well, who knows? It may be, once we see what's going on here, it may be that everybody starts to realize we're doing a lot of things that we don't need to be doing in general.
Yeah.
That maybe we can adjust. I'm betting, it's still, I don't think it's normal for us to be doing our shows like this, but there's a lot of people who work in an office setting that probably don't need to be working in an office setting. Like, realistically, they could probably do their jobs from home. And there's probably a lot of employers who are going to look at that and say, you know what? This could be better. Like, we don't need everybody here every day. And I know there's obviously, like, morale and things like that that you want to take a look at with those things, and you want to have an eye on your employees, make sure everybody's working, focused. But at some point, you have to realize you don't want all your employees to just die either.
No, and if this is not the last time we're going to have to deal with this, then things like that, if they become the new normal, it's fine. And I think Rich said it's going to turn into Demolition Man where there's no more physical contact. Yeah, the virtual sex thing. Yeah, I mean, I'd be down with that. I mean, at least it's something. But, no, I think that we, as you know, as a society, are going to have to make some changes. And, you know, I mean, I just hope that, like I said, I hope we can all, I mean, I was already kind of doing that. I mean, working from home as much as possible because I could do that with the website. And, you know, so I would come in for meetings days, and that's about it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Let me tell the people about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, it's a great time to upgrade your windows. And you might be thinking, what? It's not a great time to spend money. You're right. It's not. It's a great time to save money, and that's what you'd be doing with Allstate Siding and Windows. Their spring special means no payments for 2 years and 30% off all window packages. So you can soak up all the great things about having new windows for 2 years before you even start paying for them. Things like saving 40% on your energy bills with new vinyl windows. They're taking the extra step, extra precautions when it comes to coming out for installations and even just for appraisals. So, guys, it's worth taking a look at this right now. It can save you money now for when things go back to normal. For the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows. They've been family-owned and operated for over four generations. It's the kind of company that you want to work with. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Get your windows done. Get your siding done. $2,500 off all siding right now and no payments for 2 years. Check them out online. Allstate Siding and Windows. AllstateSidingandWindows.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Mott says, something's been puzzling me. You guys seem to be operating normal with calls in an apocalypse, but dead set about calls when you're on the road. I think you kind of answered your own question. I mean, this is a long-term thing that we're dealing with. Road shows are a couple of times a week, and, you know, we're trying to keep people involved. So,
well, and it's also a little bit different because we don't have much control over the setup on the road. We don't know if we're going to be operating on Wi-Fi or, like, I'm hardline plugged into my wireless router right now. So my internet here is 100% solid. We almost never hardline, especially into as good of a, I mean, if we are hardlined, usually they're like, oh, well, we'll give you our fax line. Like, they're trying to put us on a phone line. No. So it's just quality.
And not only that, we're usually at a bar or some type of gathering.
Yeah, loud
of people
ass
that
place.
We're trying to promote where it's noisy and you can barely hear the phone as it is when you're out there.
That has to make sense to you. It really has to.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. We're in a different situation. We're trying to keep the shows as normal as possible. And it's not like we take a ton of calls anyway. We probably average 1.5 per show during the course of a week, if that. And, you know, but we want that to be available to people. And again, we're just trying to keep things as normal as possible. And, you know, that's the thing. So they're not really the same thing at all. I wanted to ask your opinion on this. I must have missed this, that Nate Hinton has declared for the draft.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Well, he's doing he's not hiring an agent. He's doing the thing where he can come back. I like the kid, but NBA?
Good luck.
Now, he may do what Armani Brooks does and go play overseas or something like that and make some money. But I'd be surprised if he would be a draft pick.
But that's the other thing. There's always guys who think that they're NBA guys that once they get into the process, they realize they're not NBA guys, or they're not as close to being an NBA guy as they may have thought they were.
he's a guy I think could really benefit from another year. He took a step forward this year, and you know, if he needs to kind of evolve into star status, I think. And you know, I mean, he's physically very gifted, but you know, I don't know. I thought that was, I mean, I don't blame him for seeing where he stands. Maybe NBA teams think, hey, you know what, we think he'll be better as an NBA player than a college player, and that does happen sometimes. And you know, but he might as well find that out. So don't blame him for that. But on the other hand, it just seems
hell,
like
what the hell else has he got to do right now? Let's face it.
Well, that's true. That's true. And hey, who knows when they're going to be able to do the camp for these guys, or when they're going to be able to be scouted? I mean, yeah, I haven't even heard anything about the NBA draft and what they might do there. So
I haven't either. I know that they want to move it because they obviously don't want to have the NBA draft before they decide if the season's going to continue or not.
Yeah,
that'd be awkward.
Because how do you do your draft lottery if you're
right?
I mean, I assume if they do come back, it's straight to the playoffs.
I think that's the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, but I mean, who knows if that's actually going to? Who knows what they'll do? I mean, I think everybody is kind of trying to figure it out. Everybody wants to keep their season going somehow, and you know, I don't blame them for that. But the reality is, it's just there's no way of knowing. And at this point, I think it'd be a real gift if you could just do the playoffs.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see. It's all a great unknown. Trevor wants to know what your guys' take on colleges allowing an extra year of eligibility. I wish they'd done it for basketball, but I understand why they did it. And, you know, I think it's good for those kids, but, you know, those are all sports that, frankly, aren't revenue sports. So, you know, I'm glad to see him get it, because a lot of the people who do those sports, and some of them are going to go to the Olympics and things like that, but most of them, they're never going to get to compete at that level again.
Right.
So, oh boy. I have my coronavirus bitch of the day.
That bitch Carol Baskin?
Well, not that bitch Carol Baskin.
Oh, she's not the bitch of the day. I don't know who is.
Glenn Christie, 54 years old, convicted of raping a 12-year-old boy, has been freed from the Massachusetts Treatment Center in Bridgewater after his cellmate died of COVID-19.
How long had he been in, and how long was he supposed to be in?
Well, apparently, it says he already completed the prison sentence, but was in custody for violating the terms of his 10-year probation period. So he had been convicted of child rape and indecent assault on a child under 14, but was released on compassionate grounds on Friday.
I want to know what he did to violate his probation.
Yeah, it doesn't say
that.
But that makes a difference to me too. I mean, that's a tough situation, man. Prisons are all in a really tough situation. If our country didn't put in, you know, it put child rapists in the same prisons that they put guys who got caught with weed, I'd say, well, just let them fend for themselves. If they die, they die. But
yeah, I'm with you.
There's
on
some
that.
People who are in prison that, you know, they probably shouldn't be in there with that same group of people. So they're in a really tough spot.
Yeah, but I mean, a guy like that, I would find some reason to just keep him in there.
I mean, what they should have to do is they should all have to be under, like, I would assume if you get anybody who gets taken out of prison right now should have to be under, like, strict electronic, you know, you talk about quarantine, like, they shouldn't be allowed to leave their house, period. Like, somebody else, they'd have to have grocery deliveries, everything, because it shouldn't be like, oh, a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Well, certainly, if you're a violent criminal, I agree with that. You know, I think nonviolent crimes, you know, depending on how bad they are, you know, I feel differently about those. Did you see?
And the guy, he didn't have the disease yet, did he?
No, just his cellmate died of it. So
I mean, I don't know. They should even let him. I mean, he should probably just go to some quarantine room.
Well, I mean, if he's already got it, he's already got it. Why aren't you sending him out?
Yeah.
So I have a Joe Exotic update for you.
All right.
The guy, Rick Kirkham, who was the filmmaker who was doing all the stuff with him. He says he recorded damning footage of the zoo owner during his time spent there. Footage that will never be seen because it was destroyed in that fire.
Right.
He said he described him as evil both to animals and humans.
He said he's like that guy in the podcast. He says he's the most evil person he's ever met.
Yeah. He says, I don't know how all this has come about over one documentary series, especially one that really didn't get to show you how bad it was. You know, you kind of had a little bit of heart for the guy, but you really didn't realize or get to see how evil he could really be, not only to animals, but to people. And he said they didn't have enough time or footage to be able to show you how bad it was. And I guess, you know, that's why he burned up all the footage, because it probably showed him. I mean, it was bad enough that he was showing that they had the footage of him shooting the gun to get the lion off of him. I wouldn't be shocked if he shot one of those things.
Yep.
And that they had something like that on there. All right. I think I heard you say music's playing. So we're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And just to kind of follow up on what we were talking about when I said he would he probably killed some animals. Apparently, we were talking about Joe Exotic. He said Joe actually, he had footage of him killing animals for fun. So once he walked up to a tiger he didn't like and just shot it in the head.
Yeesh.
And then he shared another story. He gets there and says, Rick, grab your camera, start rolling. He walks up to the trailer, pulls his guns out, shoots a horse in the head, and then feeds the horse to the lions.
Well, I mean, was the horse sick? I don't know. Listen, he's a bad guy.
Yeah. So I think it's a lot worse that... I mean, he's saying it's a lot worse. Obviously, he has a grudge, but I mean, I felt like when all that, you know, when all the film and stuff went up in flames, there obviously was a reason for that. But 713-780 ESPN. You know, we were talking about Belarus the other day. Apparently, Belarusian soccer is getting bet pretty heavily right now. Because there's nothing else.
Because it's there.
Yes. And so this one of these guys went through and bet on all the things that were actually available. And here's what you could bet on in a given day. 3 Belarusian Premier League soccer games. 8 Moscow Liga table tennis matches. 3 Setka Cup table tennis matches in the Ukraine. And 2 Nicaraguan soccer contests.
All right.
So, you know,
somebody,
one
of my subscribers from pregame, like, asked me if I was planning on handicapping new sports. I guess, you know, some of these guys, they're just action junkies. They just want something to bet on. And I was like, dude, I couldn't look myself in the mirror if I, like, told you I knew what I was talking about with these sports. Like, I don't. So I'm not going to go out there and pretend like I know something about Moscow table tennis and then try to tell you to hey, take these picks. I can't do it in good conscience. Like, I have a hard enough time with it when I'm, you know, giving picks out on sports that I actually follow. I'm not looking to get into any new sports because of this thing.
Yeah, it's that. I mean, your guess is as good as mine when it comes to Belarusian soccer. I mean, it's just guesswork. And, you know, but I get that people want to dive in. I like I said, I still got horses. There's a really good card at Oaklawn tomorrow that I'll be playing, you know, while we're doing the poker tournament. But, you know, at some point that's got to end as well. You see what, if there's a Hard Knocks, what they're looking at doing?
Chargers and Rams?
Yes.
Meh. Meh. That's how I feel about it. Meh.
But that's how I felt about Hard Knocks for like the last 3 years. So I don't think it's a bad idea to try something different. I mean, I don't know.
I wish that there were. I'd rather them do Giants and Jets. Like, yeah, that's just two teams that. Hey, we just saw them do the Rams. Like we've seen that. The Chargers. God, I mean, they don't even have a fan base. Who who's really concerned about that?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, nobody in L.A. cares, so it's not like you're going to get ratings. But, I mean, I don't know that either of those – well, I say that. They usually find ways to make teams interesting even when they're not. Sure would have been a good year to go do Tampa, I think.
Yeah, a real good year to do that.
So, but I don't know. I haven't been – really, I mean, to me, it's kind of gotten stale, so I'm okay with trying something different. I just don't know if those are the teams that are going to make it work for them.
No, probably not.
We'll see. I don't think it's going to matter. I think by the time they get started.
That's where I'm at. That's the last of my concerns is who's going to be on Hard Knocks right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd be surprised if, you know, I mean, if they do play, it's going to be shorten camp and all kinds of stuff. So
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe that makes it more interesting. But yeah, I was earlier. I was talking about California. It was Jeffrey Smith, who's the Santa Clara County Executive Officer, says he doesn't expect sports until at least Thanksgiving, and he says we'd be lucky to have them by then.
Jeez.
Well, and I mean, I guess it comes down to at some point. I'm guessing there's going to be no fans at any sporting event for a while. Even if they do get it going, it's just going to be without the fans.
Right.
So, which, hey, that's TV money, man.
Yep. That's why they signed those contracts. And TV's got to be happy. I'm probably not happy about it, but they ain't sad about it. I could probably guess that.
No. So, you're a big Stern guy. Did you hear Tom Brady's interview?
I did.
A lot of stuff came out. I'm kind of curious what your thoughts were on it, and having listened to the whole thing.
I think the biggest thing that came out of it was him saying that he knew at the start of last season that he was leaving New England. So that lets you look at everything that, and I don't believe Tom Brady to be the kind of guy who would half-ass through a season, even if he knew it he wasn't going to be back. That just doesn't seem like Tom Brady. That's Tom Brady's a guy who everything Tom Brady's gotten in life, he's had to work his ass off for because he wasn't, you know, highly recruited. He talks about, Howard compared him to Michael Jordan, and he was like, no, I'm nothing like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was like this physically blessed guy, and people talk about him not making the varsity team as a freshman. And Tom Brady's like, I wasn't even the starting quarterback for my freshman team as a freshman. So he's like, Michael Jordan was the third pick in the draft. Tom Brady was the 199th pick in the draft. So he's like, it's not nearly the same. And it's not to say that Michael Jordan didn't work for everything, but Tom Brady has had to kind of go the extra mile because no one really ever bought into him being until he became it. No one bought into him becoming great. And he's I don't picture him as a guy who would half-ass through a season for that reason. But he said he knew going into last season that he wasn't going to be back. And I don't know if you can look at the season any differently knowing that he knew that, but it's at least worth mentioning, I would say.
I think the one thing in retrospect is he seemed to get frustrated a lot more often last year than, you know, with his teammates and things like that. I mean, he's always had his little sideline blowups, but it sure seemed like he was more frustrated than ever last year. And I wonder, you know, if that's not why he wanted to go out with one more. And
that's possible.
You know, but yeah, there's. I mean, I found some fascinating things there. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I was kind of curious since I know you you religiously listen to Howard, so I figured you'd heard it and just kind of wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, and I honestly haven't been, you know, obviously since this thing's been going on, I'm never in the car, so I haven't listened as much. But when I heard that Tom Brady was going to be on, I figured this was as good a time as any to tune in on my on the app, and it was a really good interview. I mean, they talked for like 2 hours. You know, it's pretty interesting to get inside that dude's world because he's not a guy who does a lot of media, and especially like, you know, any kind of in-depth stuff. It's basically what he does is podium talk. So it was good to hear him, you know, interviewed by the master, really, of interviewing guys. And I thought Howard did a good job, even though Howard's not a sports guy. Howard doesn't – he actually knows almost nothing about sports. But, you know, he was well-prepared, and Brady was good. They had some audio problems early on because they were trying to do it, like, via Zoom. And
yeah.
Howard was laughing at him about Derek Jeter having crappy Wi-Fi in his house. But, but yeah, it was good. And I don't know if there was anything, like, massive takeaways. Like, and he didn't – you know, go and talk crap about Belichick or anything like that. It wasn't anything groundbreaking other than I pretty much knew going into last season that I wasn't going to be back here.
You know, Howard does a good job of getting stuff out of people, though, because Brady is, I mean, you're right. And I listened to his interviews on Westwood One or whenever, before the games that on Monday night.
Those are the worst.
Because
you could tell he's being paid to do it, and he's not like Jim Gray's not a great interviewer, and he's just like, whatever, get me out of here.
Yeah, and then a Macy's plug,
right?
That's basically it. But yeah, I'm kind of curious. I'll probably go back and listen to it now because I think Howard just has a way of getting people to say stuff and
to open up.
You know, yeah, which.
And Brady's an admitted Stern fan, so I think that, especially guys who are big fans of it, when they get on that show, they want to do right by it. So
yeah.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
It's amazing that Stern has continued to stay relevant. And you know, I thought when he went satellite that might lose some of the edge because it was always, you know, he was always pushing up against it, but I think the show just keeps getting better and better from
agreed.
You know, the times I do listen to
it. Well, he's had to change. He's had to change. I mean, it's a much different show than it was when I started listening to him, but I enjoy it.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. When we come back, we have a gem of the day for you, as we do every day, pretty much. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know, before we get to the gym of the day, yeah, I'm listening to that commercial. One thing we haven't talked about that I kind of wonder if it's ever going to come back are movie theaters. Because
it's not crazy to think that they won't.
And we've already changed our watching habits now, right, with Netflix and everything else.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if that's not the end of those, especially if this – drags out for a while, but
right.
I don't know why I've been thinking of that lately, but you know. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
to Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Sanok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, we've got another one, this one in California, where a woman allegedly lit groceries and jewelry inside a Safeway in South Lake Tahoe.
Oh, hello, worst person in the world.
Yeah, I mean, that would be bad without the coronavirus, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, the police were called to the store. Employee informed the officers the woman had been licking items, and all the items in the suspect's shopping cart were deemed unsellable due to the cross-contamination.
That's gross.
53-year-old Jennifer Walker was booked on suspicion of felony vandalism.
Shame.
Police say they determined she had no way of paying for the $1,800 worth of merchandise they found in her cart.
Oh, shocker.
The items included meat, liquor, costume, jewelry were destroyed. And police say this is not the first time they've dealt with Walker. I hope they put her away for a long time here.
Agreed.
Because I'm guessing that whole lick it thing meant she thought she was going to be able to get out of there with them for
yeah,
free.
She thought that, yeah, she would, they was just, oh, just take it then. Like, who would do that?
Yeah, yeah. So she's both our coronavirus idiot of the day and the Zadok Jeweler's gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Yeah, golly, people suck. 936 said, Stern got me listening to radio in 1988. I was in the D.C. area at the time. Moved to Houston 12 years ago. Got locked in on 97.5, and at this point, you have the best lineup ever. The Blitz is the best. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Man. Appreciate you listening. And, I mean, you know, AJ's made no bones about Stern having a big influence on him, and I think there's some of that in what he does, which is good. He has a very good interviewing style, just like Stern does. A32 says AMC expected to go into bankruptcy next week.
That's not surprising.
No, and, you know, again, bankruptcy isn't, it, I mean, it depends on the bankruptcy, of course.
Right.
But most of the time it's just, you know, you're redoing your debt. I mean, it's like going to a debt relief place or something and cutting expenses that way. I've actually been through two of them. Once in the early days of the racetrack, they went through bankruptcy. And then Cumulus, before David Gow bought us, went through bankruptcy. And that was the worst because I wasn't an employee. I was what they considered a vendor. And guess who didn't get paid because of that?
Vendors?
That sucked. Vendors.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's why I wound up living in my car for a bit. 713 says, curious on the business side of things, have the ratings gone down since nobody is driving? I'm sure they have. But you know what? The stream numbers are way up. Everybody's listening on apps and streams. And, you know, so everybody's still out there. And we're, you know, happy to have you no matter how you're listening. And we appreciate you guys sticking with us. And, you know, hopefully we'll all get through this on the other side. And it'll all be good. But, you know, and if not, it's been
we'll
a lot
be
of fun trying to get there. Yeah, well, either I'll be dead or I'll be out of work. And
one or the other.
Yeah, which, I mean, I'm not at all worried about us. I'm not at all worried about, I think the station's going to be fine. And I am worried about a lot of the businesses that we work with. And, you know, a lot of our clients, I'm worried about them. And I hope that that they can survive through this. But the thing is, and hopefully we all kind of learn that to kind of prepare ourselves for something like this happening again.
Right.
Because if it does, you know, we'll be better prepared for it. I know I'll be better prepared for it next time.
You're going to start prepping?
I'll be doomsday prepping.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to put all my stuff.
So you can get a tank.
No, I'm just going to, once we get that place built in East Texas, I'm just going to have that thing stocked with peanut butter and beans and things like that.
Yeah.
That'll last forever. And lots of alcohol. And so when it happens again, I'm just going to go hide out there. George asked, did you see where the governor of Texas wants to start reopening in the next week or two?
That's not surprising. I mean, wasn't it, what was Dan Patrick's quote? Dan Patrick's like, oh, I'm willing to die. Get business back to normal.
Yeah. Hey, I want that as much as the next guy, but it's like we were talking about earlier. I just want us to not have to do this again. So if it means another couple weeks, so be it.
Exactly.
If it means another month. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. If we have to go to June, we have to go to June. I'd rather do that than reopen it. And then in July, we're having to shut everything down again because
it
was too soon. So, but yeah, I'm hoping, I mean, I hope that it just some kind of miracle that, yeah, we could be back at it in a couple of weeks. I don't anticipate it. And I kind of feel like most of us, even if they do that, most of us should keep doing what we're doing for a while.
Yeah.
So Tyler says, update, sales side of our dealership still opening, only about a quarter of the personnel, though. Yeah, so car dealerships are essential, no question.
No doubt.
Yeah, but if I were buying a car instead of selling one, I'd be doing it all online, I could tell you that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to go sit in that office. 713 says, I was watching Stern in 99 on E when I was 11 years old and wasn't supposed to.
There you go. Yeah, I think we all were. Well, 99, I was grown enough that nobody was telling me what to do. But, yeah, because Stern, you couldn't listen to Stern in Texas when I was a kid. But I had a buddy who lived, not in New York City, but he lived in New York. And he would basically record the Stern show on cassette tapes. And then he would just send me a box of cassette tapes, and I would just listen to Stern, and I would just, it made me laugh. I didn't, you know, it wasn't all, I was too young for it to all really make a lot of sense to me. You know, we were talking about when I was like 11, 12 years old, when I first started hearing him. But, obviously as I got older and I was able to hear him, you know, and kind of get the show, I've been a fan for a long time. So, even now, there's a lot of old school Stern fans who don't like Stern now. They say he's gone soft or whatever. I just think he's adapted. He's doing grown up radio now because he's in a position in his life where he can do that.
Yeah, and at some point, I mean, everybody evolves as human beings, and I think, you know, part of Stern's appeal is he's genuine, and that makes a. That makes change necessary if you're going to be real, which, you know, I hope that we try to be genuine on this show. And I hope that, you know, over time, everybody changes a little bit. I mean, I don't know how much I'm going to change because, you know, I'm already old and pretty much what I am.
Right.
But, you know, and the same guy was saying, AJ definitely models himself after him, the way he enunciates certain words, uses proper radio voice. He's a sports clone of Stern. It's awesome. Fred uses a more laid-back approach in his radio. It's comforting. Yeah, I've always said my radio influence was John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, I think, Fred, you'll speak to this. I mean, the way I talk isn't any different than the way I talk off the air.
No. Well, and I kind of feel the same way. I don't think I'm any different off air than
That's just the way we talk.
Yeah. Now maybe like with the show intro, or if I'm doing a read or something.
Right. You go into radio voice, but
a little bit. Yeah. But for the most part, no. How we act is how, if you saw us in Vegas talking crap at the poker table or out having drinks, we're going to talk the same way. The one difference is, those conversations are a lot more profane and probably a lot more over the line.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about being on air. But other than that, yeah. I mean. And that's something I learned from John and Lance pretty early on, especially, you know, the way Lance would do the show. Lance was just being himself. And, you know, I never intended to go into radio. Once I left the newspaper business, you know, I was going to play poker. I was going to do some stuff and just, you know, relax for a while. And then wound up John calling me because I had listened to those guys forever. And got to know him, did John's TV show a few times. Lance was writing for me at the Chronicle. He was doing a blog, and it was very successful. Of course, it's one of the things they got rid of when I left. But so I had known those guys, and so I listened to them pretty much every morning when they were on 610. And when they jumped to 1560, I left the Chronicle right after that, and just so happens that fell into it. But those guys are kind of my influence, and I think in Houston, you know, if you grew up here, or you know, no matter, I mean, I guess you'd have to be probably at least 30, 35 to have heard those guys when they first started, and you know, basically followed them around. Because but they were, I mean, they still are a terrific team, and I enjoy listening to them. Like, I try to time it when I go out. If I need to go get something, I try to time it when they're on. But, you know, I think Lance is always Lance, or he's, you know, doing a funny voice.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, that's what I appreciate. And we've just been fortunate enough that we've always worked for people who encouraged us to do that and not be phonies and not have hot takes all the time and, you know, have to come up with Max Kellerman type stuff. And so I hope what you get is honest and genuine, whether you like it or not. You know, if you hate it, that's great. I'm pretty sure there's music playing, isn't there?
No, I've just got to tell you about Carbach.
Ah, I'm about
to
pop
one. Yeah, and, you know, we're talking about, you know, doing the poker tournament to help out people in need and programs in need. And the great thing about Carbach is they're doing that year-round. Crawford Bach supports the Astros Foundation year-round. It's the only official team charity of the Astros. Supports youth baseball, softball. You know, they've got the youth programs, and they're trying to reduce childhood cancer raise childhood cancer awareness and efforts to reduce homelessness. So they do a lot of great things. Southern Wheat supports Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. So every time you buy some Southern Wheat, you're supporting you're supporting nature, wildlife, habitat, natural resources. Then the Coastal Conservation Ale supports CCA of Texas. So they've got great beers, and they do great things for lots of programs that could use some help. So when you're at the grocery store and whatever kind of beer you're looking for, Love Street, Hopadillo, Crawford Bach, Southern Wheat, Weekend Warrior, the IPAs, maybe you can even, you're lucky enough to find some BBH, make sure you make it a Carbach.
My Velcro, guess I'm stuck with her. Diving in like a sailor, I love the nail, addicted to...
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.